Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, across the country and the world. If it's Monday, it's that time again. It's Brock Bucks and the Berg Podcast, hosted by a brother, a mentor, and a friend to me. He is live out there in Tampa, Florida, with the Showdown Series with the Tampa Bay Rays. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, producing this in Los Angeles, 347-205-9631. Goes by quick. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, more of him, less of me, let me lay the red carpet down, put the podium in its place, hand off the mic, the threes, Tarek. How are you? How can people get a hold of you? And the baseball worlds and gods are all watching this series because it's the best in the National against the best in the American League, so we can enjoy this the next three nights.
Yes. Good morning to you, man. I'm doing well. Going to enjoy this day off today here to the fullest before, you know, locking in later tonight and getting ready to, you know, take on the Rays tomorrow. You can get a hold of me as far as online on Twitter and on Instagram, TarikBrocksr, and on Facebook, it's just first and last name, TarikBrock. Man, how are you, brother?
Well, I'm doing good, and we talked Friday, and we were praying that the rain would go away. Unexpected off day on a Friday in D.C., and then you come back with a split doubleheader. And, boy, you guys brought the bats out. It kind of reminded me of the 79 team, maybe the 92s, when Bonds and Bonilla and Van Slyke and all those guys. But, man, did you bring the lumber out, and you brought the base bats out, too, because you ran roughshod the second game of that nightcap. Man, oh, man, I thought you guys were going to put 20 up on the board, but you took 16, and that doubleheader sweep had to be something.
Yeah, man, it was definitely, you know, good for us to, you know, step up and be able to take, you know, not just the first game, but both games, you know, of the doubleheader, which was really good after getting rained out the night before. The blessing was that they called the game early. So, you know, we wasn't sitting around, you know, so long. So that was a good thing right there. You know, we just played, you know, really good baseball, you know, had a good pitching performance the first one and then came back in the second one and the bats just, you know, I mean, just was just amazing, which was good. And also in that game, you know, Drew Maggi, you know, finally collected, you know, not just his first major league hit, but his second one as well and drove in a run. So it was a really good special night for our team and for baseball, you know, for that fact.
Well, let me tell you something. When you look at a kid like that, spent 13 years in the minors, he could have pushed aside and said, you know what, let me get in another profession. I'm not good enough to make this. I'm not going to make this. But the drive, the determination, the fortitude, you know, the dream came to the forefront. And seeing everybody get up on that top step in D.C. after he got that hit had to be a satisfying feeling. And you're right there at first base with him.
Yeah, you know, I've been in that, you know, position as you start to get a little bit older in the game and you're seeing young guys go up and down and you know how things work, but you just still keep going because one, you can play and two, you know, you love the game and, you know, to see him, you know, get that chance and, you know, get the start and, you know, come up short and not get a hit, but then, you know, to come off the bench and which is the hardest thing to do and, you know, to get in the bat and do it in that fashion. In which he did, you know, so it was really cool. And so when he got to first base, you know, that was his moment, his time, you know, there was no way, you know, I would step in, you know, while he was having that moment. So I just, you know, stood back for a while, you know, gave him his time to soak things up. And then after that, went over and downloaded him on the facts of the game and let him know, hey, we're still running the bases aggressively, man. And then, you know, gave him a hug, when we got in the dugout.
Well, we talked about it during the season at the start of the 2023. The prognosticators had us winning 66 games. And when I see this, and some of these guys haven't played the game, but they predict it, my motto is, okay, if he can kind of move to the left or the right, I'm going to get on the field and perform here. Well, what you guys have taken is the baseball world by storm here, 20-9, and I don't see the wheels even falling off this wagon at all. For the simple fact now, with the veteran leadership in there, and we've talked about that you have created such a cachet of wins now, even if you sustain a losing streak, you guys don't, you know, dwell on that. You just go right back to it. The Dodgers beat you in that Monday game. You came back. You rolled four in a row before you came up short yesterday. But this team is resilient. They grind. They make you work. And when they play the Pittsburgh Pirates, Derek, they know they're going to be in a war. And even though this best team in the American League right now, you know, it's early, they're sitting at 23-6. They just lost a game in Chicago where they gave up, I think, 7 runs in the 9th inning. This is going to be an interesting series in more ways than one, my friend. But I am excited to sit here and do a show with you each and every week, knowing that the Pittsburgh Pirates are moving definitely in the right direction.
Yes, you know, and that's all we want to do is just continue to, you know, take steps forward on this journey in which we're doing, you know, adding the, you know, the veterans in which we did, you know, sometimes that's a hit and miss. And, you know, so far we've hit, they've done everything that they said that they would do and everything that we've asked. So it's been a really good marriage in that regard. And our young players are, you know, are listening, but also they took a step forward, you know, as well. And then the cool thing is, you know, the ownership did was just secure the future, you know, Brian Reynolds, man, who was a key piece to this, and having done it the year before, Hugh Brian Hayes as well. And then just looking forward to hopefully, you know, they extend some other, you know, people as well. But like you said, you know, going in here on this turf, you know, tomorrow and, you know, through Thursday, it's going to be really cool to see, you know, a series where you're going to have two athletic teams, not like the other teams we have. The other teams we haven't played weren't athletic, but just in this series, two athletic teams with some great pitching, you know, situational play, you know, defense and good base running. So it'll be a fun series. And I'm just looking forward to just seeing, you know, how we do with this measuring stick. Every series you play is a measuring stick. We get to see where we at. We get to play different styles of baseball, but it's still the Pirates brand of baseball. So, which is really cool. You know, it's a different style for that game, but it's still the Pirates game brand, which is, you know, pressure, pitching, and precious defense. So that's really cool.
Yeah, not only that, when you look at it, if nobody figures we're going to do anything, to me, I'm saying to myself, we're playing on house money. Hey, we just saw the Florida Panthers go into the Boston Garden and stun a team that won 60-something games in the regular season, had the most points in NHL history, and a sign behind their dugout or, you know, dressing room thing was, why not us? Why not the Pittsburgh Pirates? That's what I'm looking at as well.
You know, exactly. And I'm sure at some point in time, you know, that team, you know, started to believe that they're good, right? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, how do you balance out, you know, not being overconfident, but still being confident and then believing. And at some point, you know, our team had to believe, hey, you know, we're good. And once you get a team that starts to believe that they're good, but also understand there's still work to do, is a real dangerous ball club, you know, because they have the confidence, but they're grounded and they're pushing and striving to be better.
Well, and not only that, up until the hiccup yesterday, and there's hiccups during the season, the Pirate pitching staff had 10 quality starts. That's just simply amazing.
Yes, you know, it starts with the first one, and then it just, you know, it's just like a wildfire. It's just spreading, you know, and we understand that, you know, you're going to have, you know, games like, you know, yesterday per se where, you know, you don't have your best, but man, we had a couple, you know, opportunities to, you know, climb back and get back in it, It just didn't happen. So, okay. You know, Tuesday we're back at it. We're going to go on, you know, work our tails off in pregame and, you know, have good meetings and then go out and just play really good Pirates baseball.
And not only that, hearing one of the telecasts yesterday out here with the Cardinals playing the Dodgers and the Dodgers sweeping them, it's been a long time that the Pirates have been 10 games up on the Redbirds, and the Redbirds were predicted to win this division. It's a long season. We haven't even hit anything towards the quarter mark yet. But it's nice to see that you guys are 10 games up, and now you're trying to shake the Brewers. The Brewers took 2 out of 3 with the Angels, but you just take the teams ahead of you. You got 3 with Tampa. You come home. Nice home stand, 6 games. 3 with the Blue Jays who will be coming in hot, and then you get the Rockies that are trying to pay you guys back for a sweep. So I guess it's one of these things where you just take them one at a time and not worry about who's below you.
You know, absolutely. All we can, you know, focus on is where we're at and who we're playing, you know, on each day. And at this point in time, you know, we're not going to, you know, sneak up on anybody. You know, per se, things started to turn for us at the end of last season. You know, you started to see the team that we could possibly have. And so now, you know, we have it, you know, minus, you know, our big power forward, you know, Neil Cruz, you know, who we saw the other day and, you know, still had the big smile and, you know, all his face. And so we're just, you know, wishing him well and blessing him on his rehab. But yeah, it's going to be good. You know, we're going to be tested and we're going to test people. It's just the part. I'm just, you know, grateful for the new format of the schedule this year, playing everyone. And, you know, we get to, you know, get tested with a young Tampa Bay team and then get tested by, you know, a young, you know, established Blue Jays team. And then we have the Rockies where, you know, everybody's trying to get some get back, whether it's us or our opponent. So, we just have to stay ready.
Well, and not only that, the players have stepped up to fill essential roles now. Rodolfo Castro has limited the impact of you guys losing O'Neill Cruz at short, that middle of the order with Connor Joe and Jiwon Bey. And then the bullpen has been a heck of a surprise. Look at Miguel Andujar, hit 2 home runs, drove in 6 during that twin bill. Guys have just taken the initiative. They're not feeling sorry for themselves. They're just saying, hey, next man up attitude.
Yeah, and we got to credit that to, you know, the veteran leadership, you know, just saying, okay, here we go. Everybody, you know, stays prepared and ready. And when your number gets called, you go out and you compete and have fun. And that's what our guys are doing. It is so fun to watch, and it's so fun to, you know, download our guys, you know, in our pre-series meetings. And then also the adjustments that we make, you know, in between innings and, you know, in the middle of an inning as well. So which is really good. And there's just nothing like having good, you know, dialogue between player to coach and player to player.
No doubt about it. And McCutchen's definitely changed the culture there in Pittsburgh coming back. As we switch in the last 40 seconds, the NBA playoffs, this is going to get interesting. The war is going on in Boston. I like Philly to come out of the East now. You know, Miami is taking it to New York. Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra are doing a job there. You guys now get the Warriors. And we got a Denver-Phoenix tilt. So where do we see this shaking with these teams remaining? It could be a Lakers-Sixer championship game here.
You know, it could be. You know, I'm going to focus on the East real quick. You know, with the Knicks and the Heat, man. And the one thing that has me concerned was Jimmy Butler finishing the game out. But, you know, hopefully that ankle in the next 48 hours, you know, doesn't flare up. So we can continue that on. And that reminds me of the old, you know, Eastern Conference playoffs with, you know, when Pat Riley was coaching and had Alonzo, you know, down there. So that's pretty good right there. You know, Boston and Philly should just be a huge slugfest. Like whoever survives that, you know, it's going to be, you know, tested, you know, going into the next one. But, you know, going back out to the West, there's nothing like seeing LeBron take on, you know, Steph Curry, which would be fun. You know, the Lakers are playing well. And, you know, Steph just had, you know, a Herculean effort last night, man, and came through with 50. So that's really good. But then, you know, Denver, man, if they can hold off the Clippers one more game. I mean, not the Clippers, the Suns one more game. Man, we can see something really, you know, special with them going back to Phoenix. So the playoffs are looking really good. It's going to get better in the competition. Man, that's going to be the cool thing. And what I focus on the most is just watching the coaches, you know, watching the necessary changes and adjustments they make and when they make them. We'll say everything.
No doubt about it. And the cage fight in New York is right up there with Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier with the Knicks and the Heat. As we wrap this up, I want you to relax. Enjoy the off day, the big start of the three-game series with Tampa tomorrow. We'll reconvene Friday in the Berg with the Jays there and the young guns of those guys coming through Pittsburgh. Should be a great weekend in Pittsburgh then. You guys are the talk of the town. Keep up the great work. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, my friend, before we reconvene on Friday.
Yes, on Instagram and Twitter, it's TarrikProcksr, all one word, and on Facebook, just first and last name, TarrikBrock. I put something on the other day, I think it was, so that was cool, but we'll document some stuff as we go along.
Oh, I love you, brother. You know, man, I tell you, man, 3 years running with this thing, it just keeps picking up more and more steam. I feel like Steve Carlton and Tim McCarver, 60 feet, 6 inches. And I can't wait to talk to you Friday in Pittsburgh. Relax, enjoy the day off, and we'll talk Friday before the Blue Jays come through there, my friend.
Oh, man, it sounds good, man. Enjoy your day, and everyone have a great start to your week.
He's Tarrick Brock in Tampa, Florida. Yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. We'll talk to you Friday from Pittsburgh. Till then, catch the archive on blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports. Have a blessed week. Talk to you Friday.